Bob bought a waterproof one. It's on the top shelf of the little, we have one of those wire rack shelf things in the shower, and it sits on the top shelf. So it doesn't get direct water, but it gets a little spray now and then, but it's waterproof. And so we have the waterproof Bluetooth speaker because Big Fatty needs to be playing while I'm showering in the morning.
Big Fatty's in the shower.
He is part of, he has always been part of my morning getting ready routine. He has remained a part of my morning getting ready routine. Only now, instead of being on the counter while I brush my teeth, he's in the shower with me. And I'm sure he will enjoy hearing that.
Awkward.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's in the shower with me.
Awkward.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the hot cub.
y'all, it's just so sad. It really is. Coming up on today's little show,
Big Fatty, you are you having a stroke? Did Granny rub off on you? I don't know.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Big Fatty, let's try that again. All right, let's try it again. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3260 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th. Of January 2021, y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, Big Fatty, you've already said it, the show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and I've got a voice letter, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Big Fatty, poor thing. I said, y'all, I have received two, I believe these are Crema cards, because one is from the Ock, and the other one is from Pickle Hollow, Big Fatty. And let's just take a look. Let's look at the Pickle Hollow one here first. And y'all, I was asked to provide an address. And y'all, oh, look, Big Fatty, it's fruitcake. Y'all, it's all these people standing around a hole in the ice, and they've all brought their fruitcake to throw it in the hole in the ice. And y'all, there's even one coming from outer space, Big Fatty. And it's on the inside. It says, "Season's greetings, dear Big Fatty. Wishing you all the best for 2021. Thanks so much for doing these." Those lines for my doing those lines, Big Fatty. Are you doing the drugs now? No, doing those lines for my Crema show. Lots of folks told me they loved you in it, Toppy. Well, Toppy, thank you so much for that. I'll get a return card out to you, and y'all, and y'all, I'll have a picture of both of these guys up at noon today. y'all, this one has come par avion via the Royal Mail. Big Fatty. Sounds like some big old queen mess in it. Well, probably. Let's just open it up here and see what we got. Oh! This is, y'all, I don't know that there's ever been a more perfect card for Big Fatty. Y'all, it's kind of foil, shiny, and y'all, it's three bottles of gin, and it's with crowns on them. Big Fatty, they're crowning? Yes. It says, "We Three Gins," and you open it up, and it says, "Merry Crema, dear Big Fatty, Merry Crema and many hours of fun in the special chair in the new year to come. Love and kisses for a short for a shot-free crema. Alan, P.S. Sorry if this arrives a little late. Well, Alan, thank you so much. You know, Alan's over there in the UK, and he is betrothed to a dear friend of mine, and I've known Alan for, oh, I don't know, 20 years? Probably more than that. I met Alan during a visit over there to the UK, and it's just a lovely man, and Alan, thank you so much for the card, Governor. And what do a governor have to do with it? No, that's an English saying. Oh, okay. Anyway, Alan, I'll get a return card to you. You should get it probably around St. Patty's Day. Be ready if you're lucky. It is the happy music. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, young Nicholas stopped by, and he didn't stay very long because I threw him out. Some of the friends, a couple of the folks that I used to do the wine dinners with, says, "Oh, Big Freddy, we hadn't seen you for crema." So y'all suggested that we go have a supper at some of you who have come to visit Fat Acres have gone to the Okra Grill. Yes, Big Freddy, Okra Grill Winfrey. Y'all, we got there. We met at about 5:30, and y'all, it's usually jam packed. So I was a little hesitant, but it was a Monday evening, and they've got all the tables social distanced and everything, and so we went and we had a lovely supper. Y'all, I usually get the chicken and waffles there, but y'all, it just caught my eye out of the corner of my eye. Big Fatty, do you need to go see the optometrist? No. I saw that they had, gumbo, and y'all, that's on the menu all the time. I don't know how. In fact, it was right beside chicken and waffles, so I'm sure my eye immediately went to chicken and waffles, but y'all, I caught it out of the corner of my eye, y'all, I got the gumbo, and y'all, it was a huge bowl, with a big old scoop of rice in the middle of it, and y'all, there were 8 scrimps around the side of it and everything, and it had the good sausage and roux and okra and everything in it. Y'all, it was spicy too. I knew I was going to have the gurgles, the gurgles later on, but anyway, did that, and y'all, we went back over to their home. Y'all, I've known these folks for 50 years. Is that right? Well, yeah, probably so. at least 40 years, 40 to 50 years or more. We had some wine. Oh, Big Freddy, why did you have to wine? Well, no, wine, not wine. Oh, okay.
Just I took them a little basket of treats, some cheese cookies and Chex Mix and the salted pecans, and y'all we sat down, and y'all we sat down and finished starting on it, y'all. They drink the white wine, and so I was sitting there, and it was nice and cold, and you know that's the only way to drink the white wine, y'all, I thought to myself, Lord, what time is it? Y'all, it was 6:35. Y'all, it could have been midnight. It could have been midnight. But anyway, we sat there and we chitter-chatted and everything, you know, talked about our ailments and what medications we're on and our bowel move. Biff, Freddy, you probably did talk about your bowel move. No, actually, we did not talk about our bowel movements. But y'all, I got home. I don't know. I guess I left about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, and let's see, got home, and I got ready for bed and everything, had the coffee all set to go, and I sat down and I watched a little bit on the TV machine, took my go-to-bed pills, and y'all, about halfway through the weather, the 11 o'clock weather, I just decided I was tired. And so, y'all, I climbed into the love chamber. And, y'all, I just went right to sleep. Now, y'all, I woke up. I woke up about 5:45 a.m. in the morning. I didn't have the gurgly tummy either, I might add. I looked at the Apple clock, and I said, No! I rolled right back over, and I ended up getting up about 7:45 a.m. in the morning. I think I did. No, I don't know. It was, it was before 8 a.m. in the morning. And, then I had my brofkas and read my paper, did my Sudoku. Sudoku was a snap today. And then I was off on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was chilly. It was around 50 degrees, and I had on my long sleeve shirt and my short pants so I could show off my chicken legs. Beep! That is the chicken legs. And completed my nipple walk around the big circle. Y'all, they've taken down most of the crema decorations around the big circle. Came back home, and y'all, I was a little hungry. I don't think I had enough brofkas. So y'all, I fixed me a little soup. And then I got my shirt, and I laid down under the cover in the love chamber, and started playing, catching up on my Words with Friends and my my dice with friends. And oh, y'all, I had a message on the Words with Friend from Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver, ever? I don't understand. Miss Beaver said she ordered. I think she was using code language here when she said she ordered a musical instrument. Now, y'all, you know good and well. I can't imagine why she would need a skin flute. But, you know, to each, you know, there's no beaver shaming here. Miss Beaver was scammed. She was scammed by the skin flute seller. And it's interesting because in the mail here at the villa today, y'all, I get a thing in a very official looking envelope. It's a scam. It's got all my information about what my address is, and the name of the credit union where I have my mortgage, and it's telling my home.
My new home warranty may have expired, may be expiring, or may have already expired. Well, y'all, right there. Those are the key words there. They're trying to get you. They're trying to get you. And you know, when you're going on the Medicare, they try to get you also, because you know you're going to, that old poot. He sent him a scam letter. And y'all, I've never had the home warranty before. And y'all, down at the very bottom, you always got to read the fine print. Now you may need to get out your magnifying specs or your magnifying glass. Y'all, do you have a magnifying glass? I think I have one. Let me just see here. I know the hats had one, but maybe I don't have one. Let's just see. No, I don't see one. And no, I do not need a magnifying glass, Moose P. But down at the bottom it says, not all consumers have previous coverage. We are not affiliated with your current mortgage holder. And y'all, this is the thing that gets me the most. The home warranty is administered by Integrity. Well, y'all, there's anything but integrity in this letter. Y'all, if I were Dr. Stone, I'd send them an angry old man letter, but I couldn't be bothered. that pretty much, oh no. And I also, after my nipple walk, I put away all of my Crema decorations back into the storage area. Young Nicholas was going to help me take down the Stow and Grow tree, but I told him, no, you will have to come back. So he may come back Tuesday and help me with that. But y'all, other than that, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, be pretty. Just got a little bit of time left, so I thought I'd do another one of these scratch-offs that Straight Bob sent me. Remember, I've got to match three things on the game panel. Is that right? Yeah, three things. So, y'all, here we go. We're going to start scratching. This is the Crema gift scratch-off. The first one is $10. And then we got $1,000. And then we got $100. No winner there! And then we've got $5, and then we've got $20, and we've got $10,000, no winner there, and then we've got $8, and we've got $20, oh, Big Honey, you got $20, and $2, ah, fuck, $2, no winner there, but Straight Bob, thank you so much. It's always lovely to get those Mexican scratch-offs where I have no way in hell of ever redeeming. Big Fatty, you could send them to Straight Bob. Well, I guess I could. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely first hump day of 2021. Y'all, speaking of Down Under, y'all, you know that little Aussie battler, Scotty, y'all, he put a picture on the Twitty where he bought 6 donuts, reduced in price from $3 to 15 cents. And I reposted back, 15 cents on the lips, $3 on the hips. Beep, Fatty, you're silly. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the girls from over there at the Greetings from Nowhere. And Christina, I understand you had a dream last night. Would you like to tell us about it?
He's in the shower with me.
Awkward.
Oh, Scotty was in the shower with you? That is awkward.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.